Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, here with our guests Christian Heppenstall and John Mitten to talk about Soap Scum, the season two. So it's, I presume it's different at
it's
Out
Midnight
North.
Midnight Soap Scum, it's season two, yes, at yep. Out North.
Well, let's just talk about Soap Scum first. It's a problem some of us might have in our bathrooms.
Well, we can get rid of that problem at Out North if you come to see the five episodes that we're debuting June 19th and 20th at Out
just
North.
Scour away those household maladies.
You don't have
maladies.
To worry about that. We do all the work for you.
So. It's like a sponge.
Bring your sink.
Bring your sink, absolutely. Midnight Soap Scum Season 2 is about California election last November where Prop 8 passed that banned gay marriage and put 18,000 couples who had married in jeopardy. The California Supreme Court last week or the week before allowed those 18,000 couples' marriages to stand legally, but Governor Schwarzenegger said that he would uphold the Supreme Court's decision, so Prop 8 will stand and gay marriage for everybody else is banned in California. And that's what Midnight Soap Scum is about.
So it's absurd.
It's a political satire that looks at that whole election. We move past the election in time, however, because gay marriage is a national issue. Mm-hmm. It's a world issue, but it's a national issue. It's very heated these days in the American political landscape.
Well, even here in Anchorage.
To a lesser degree in Anchorage. It's not really being paid attention to, mm-hmm. So we're going to make people pay attention to it at Out North.
And I have to say that there's all this kind of political kind of serious talk here. This thing is pretty hilarious because you did this a couple of years ago. I participated in it.
You did. You were. Yeah.
I was the announcer and you were a really good director. I spent a long time trying to get everything just how you told
you
me.
You were. You were great.
I don't know. If
For
I,
only speaking
but thank
English, you.
You
did okay.
Exactly. I've only been speaking English. It's not my native language.
Because we
by
use
the way.
Russian and French and German
exactly.
In
I'm a polyglot.
So we're polyglots.
It was super funny and it went on. It seems like it went on.
For four months.
Mm-hmm. Well, it did go on.
It did. We started at Mad Myrna's and we moved it over to Out North.
And you were writing it, directing it,
and starring as Madame Svetlana Smirnoff.
And there was like 20 characters and many. It was just this big. It was a soap opera. It was a serial. It was almost like a. And it just was a pretty fantastic accomplishment.
Thank you, Mark.
Very, very funny and it was way over the top.
It's adults only. Yeah.
There was some really, really, what would you say, outre blue stuff in there.
Well, John, as the director of season two, can address that.
Yeah.
It's adult comedy.
It's still an adult comedy. It still maintains a lot of that, over the top feel that it had from the first season.
You can use the word camp. It's a campy satire.
Very campy.
It's true but, camp. We looked up the word.
But as opposed to the first season, this season is much more grounded and rooted in reality. Mm-hmm. And so the satire side of it, I suppose, is really coming out more this time around.
It's rooted in contemporary history.
So since I missed it the first time,
you did.
Explain two things to me.
Okay.
Does it really start at midnight?
It starts at 10:30 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays only.
So that's false advertisement there. But
yeah.
Okay. And second, is it... It is a serial, so you need to go to...
You need to see all five.
See all five.
Absolutely, because, people go into comas, they get killed, they get married. In fact, in episode five in July, we're closing with what's called the Big Fat Gay Wedding. Mm-hmm. Reverend Diane O'Connell, a Presbyterian reverend, is going to come and legally marry people who bring wedding licenses to Out North, or if they want their vows renewed, and if you're a gay couple who cannot legally marry, she will bless your union.
Not since like Tiny Tim and Miss Vicky got married on The Tonight Show. Is there going to be an entertainment featuring a real marriage?
Yeah.
This is historical.
It is historical. It's a political agitation on behalf of gay marriage in Alaska, and we're doing it at Out North.
And do you have to go Saturday and Sunday, or Saturday?
No, each episode repeats
in a week.
So Friday or Saturday episode one,
the next Friday, Saturday episode two, and so forth.
Yeah.
So you have two chances to see each episode. It's five episodes long, and it's roughly an hour in length each episode.
And are you reprising some of the characters from the first season?
A handful of characters are coming back. Madame Svetlana, of course, is coming. coming back, because what would it be without her?
Nah, precisely.
Steve Deleuze. Like the dragon lady matriarch of this porn empire.
Absolutely.
Dynasty.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 109 years old, and a laundry list of accomplishments that aren't even suitable for stage talk. So.
Right.
Yeah. Steve Deleuze is coming back as Philippe Auguste Beaumont, the chief stylist of the studio. John Fraser is coming back as Father Aubrey Keffra.
Yep.
Am I pronouncing that right?
It's Keffra.
Yeah, you'd think I'd have this right after directing it for so long. And then there are a couple of smaller roles from the first season that are coming back in bigger forms.
We're reprising the Mormon missionaries. We're bringing them back. The hijinks of Mormon missionaries at a porn studio. Sarah Palin and Todd Palin are in the show.
Oh, good.
Obama is in the show in a big way. Yeah. Donnie and Marie Osmond are leading antagonists in the show. So we have a lot of fun with Mormon celebrities.
Arnold, the governor?
No, he's not making an appearance, but we have a very special wanted man. Makes a big appearance in Midnight Soap Scum, and that's a big secret we can't tell you.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to see the first
and second
episode.
How many actresses do you have?
On average, we have about 15 per episode, but somewhere between 15 and 20. Of course, the finale will have, at least 20 or more. So in our last season finale, we had 27 actors on stage.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah,
a lot of fun.
It's amazing. And now directing such a crew, and how much lead time do the players have to look at their scripts? I mean, this is a pretty quick turnaround, like a soap opera, where they just have to flash on the script and go out and do it. How much is improvisation? Mm-hmm. I know it's very, very specifically and precisely scripted by you, Kristen Heppenstall.
Yes.
But, I mean, what happens on stage could be another story.
It is when I'm acting.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, you were the worst.
I was. I can't remember any lines. Last night was horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's certainly very different, a very different format as far as directing goes. But he's been writing the scripts a lot earlier, so they're out ahead of time.
But it's roughly four rehearsals.
Yeah.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Kristian Heppenstall and John Minton, talking about Midnight Soap Scum, which opens tomorrow night at Out North and runs through July. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like we were saying, this is a serial, which is a living, breathing beast, and it just gives a lot of people a great opportunity, actors, to do something like they might really encounter in a true, like a Saturday Night Live kind of a thing.
Well, that was kind of the intent, really. I mean, no one else does a soap opera, Saturday Night Live type of thing in Alaska, and I've lived in cities where that's done, and it's a lot of fun. They're always around midnight, and the actors have a great time, and the stories just make you laugh. So why not do it here?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was real successful the first time out.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And, John, you weren't involved in the show, did you?
I came in the last two episodes, I believe it was, when they moved it over to Out North. And I'm reprising one of the roles I played. I'm reprising.
That's right. You were one of the aliens.
I was one of the aliens.
I remember that.
Yes.
Well, that's right.
He was a fashion reporter too.
Yes. The first role I played was a fashion reporter named Carson Hilton, and I'm coming back in a very, very big way this season. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Nakia's, was she in it the first?
And yes, Nakia, a local actress, wonderful actress, is coming back as a television host, Zombie Lord of.
America has issues.
So
on KQED in San Francisco. So
she makes Oprah Winfrey look like Tyra Banks on a bad day. Yeah. So she's that good.
Yeah, and we're having a great time with it.
I'm sure you are. Who else are you playing? At least in the beginning, one. I understand that obviously it's going to change to some extent with each.
Absolutely.
Story.
Well, we've got a wide array of actors. Some very new actors, too.
A lot
which
of
is
new
nice.
Young actors, which is great. Yeah, there's a lot of energy with these new actors.
They're How really do you find them?
We just do. I have a big Rolodex.
People we've worked with, people we want to work with.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, how if someone obviously can't devote that kind of time to watching it every week for all this time, what happens if they just manage to catch one? Is each one in itself funny enough that it won't matter?
Oh, certainly. But you get a recap at the beginning of the next episode. They recap what happened in the last episode.
Okay,
you get insulted for not showing up at the last episode and reprimanded. And then you'll show up the next
narrator.
One. And at the end of each, there's a bumper that states what's going to happen in the next episode. So people will understand, oh, if I come back next week, you know, I can expect to see this. So, you know, further hijinks of Madame Svetlana et al.
Yeah. And as you got all those great sound cues, wonderful music throughout.
The wild organ, plays nonstop. And,
it's kind of
gunshots and spaceships.
So it's like the campy, it's like a radio show.
Well, we didn't mention that the Barbarellans are coming back in a larger way from the gay planet Barbarella.
This is like Raja Vadim movie, Barbarella.
Dildano and Black Hole, the warrior princess, they're coming back to make sure to help Svetlana do something.
Are they
intergalactic
say what they're
going to
help
her do. No. They Barbarella is the gay planet that shares this solar system with the planet Earth, and they're very concerned about the social turmoil on Earth. So they focus on gay marriage, thinking that, well, if we get that on the Earth, you know, things will calm down a little bit, and they'll
save the planet.
And we'll save the shared solar system. Yeah,
I think it's worth noting that Dildano is a recurring character
Luke Bartholomew, the great Luke Bartholomew.
Oh, he's in this too.
Yeah, yes. He is. He plays Dildano. Yeah,
he's
among
great.
Others. He's a busy man.
And we're ending Act Five ends a lot like As You Like It, in that everybody gets married, the gods intervene. We might even drop in the Hymen, the god of marriage from Shakespeare, As You Like It. Everyone gets married and lives happily
ever
after.
Well, that's right, because you're a Shakespeare specialist.
Absolutely. Well, so is John Minton. We've worked a lot on Shakespeare, so John and I probably work way too much together. So.
And John, you graduated? You have one more year to go, but you're a busy theater guy.
I am.
You act like crazy all over the place, and you direct, and you got the poetry parlay. Maybe we could take a half a minute and talk about that.
That would be delightful. I'm working a lot with Out North this year. We're coming close to a year anniversary of Poetry Parlay, and
I participated in the first one.
Yes, you were an original poet, and I would like to invite you to come back anytime you would like.
This is a formal invitation, busy guy, but I am compelled to accept.
Yeah. Well, we just did Gertrude Stein and Hart Crane for Gay Pride Week to celebrate that. And then in July, coming up in July, we'll be doing Walt Whitman for the year anniversary of Poetry Parlay. So
he's like my favorite.
Huge influence on Allen Ginsberg, who was our first
poet. I was about to say, it just kind of dovetails, comes around.
Yeah, come full circle.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, great.
Yeah.
I know it's a big part of their program, and I know you have a good following that go to that. We don't get to hear. And the people who come to read the poetry, I've never seen such a spirited expert reading.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of them are actors.
They're actors, and they do it right.
Yeah, but a lot of them are people who just want to read poetry, which we've been getting a lot lately.
Well, that's about all we have time for.
Thank you very much for coming.
Christian Heppenstall and John Minton.
Okay, guys. Well, thanks a lot for coming down.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to the new series.
Thank you. And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. Alaska Theater of Youth opens their Summer Conservatory this Monday on June 22nd. The Summer Conservatory is Alaska's Theater of Youth's training for young people. For further information, you can call 338-4901, or you can go to www.alaskatheaterofyouth.org. And that's T-H-E-A-T-R-E of youth.org.
And at Cyrano's, Hullabaloo, a historical and hysterically accurate multimedia musical comedy show starring Alice Welling and Leo Tariff, runs through June 27th, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. with a matinee at 3. For tickets, call 263-ARTS or centertix.net.
And finally, Midnight Soap Scum Goes to Hell opens at Out North tonight. The episode one will be tonight, and it runs, it's a soap opera serial, Friday, Saturday at 10:30 p.m., and this show will continue till its conclusion on July 18th. For tickets or more information, you can call 279-8099. That's Out North, or you can go to outnorth.org. Well, that's it for this week's Stage Talk. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.